Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 149. I'm Heather May Pustai and today we're exploring the wonderful world of customer support on social media. Specifically, we want to share some tips on how to live your best life or your brand's best life while engaging and assisting your customers and your community.
If you're serious about building a remarkable brand on social media, we believe that a core component of your strategy needs to be engagement. And you can do it. We'll give you a toolbox filled to the brim with ideas, tips, and tools that you can put into practice today. With this knowledge, you can be on the crest of the wave of social media and make a meaningful impression on your customers. We'll show you how.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
Before we get into the tactical tips for social engagement, let's zoom out and ask why. Why does social media engagement matter? Why should you make it a priority to reply to everyone on social media? Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
I know the answer to the last one. They long to be close to you, which, come to think of it, is actually quite an appropriate song choice for customer engagement.
I didn't actually mean to make such a fitting analogy, but it works. As the song suggests, your customers long to be close to you on social media. They want to engage directly with you to get help, to get questions answered, and to participate in conversations.
For instance, a Forrester study claimed that 4 out of every 5 consumers use social media to engage with brands. So go back to our original question, why is social media customer care so important? Well, first and foremost, it's because your customers are turning to social media to get in touch with you.
That's right. And today's top brands know that engagement is key to winning trust and love on social media. All you really have to do is show up. Simply by responding, you set yourself apart from the competition. 80% of brands don't respond to messages that need a reply. Really. You can be among that elite 12%. This is a competitive advantage sitting at your fingertips.
Exactly. And not only that, but there seems to be a disconnect between brands and customers. For instance, 80% of brands are under the impression that they are doing social media customer service exceptionally well, while only 8% of their customers agree. Yikes.
Yikes, indeed. Well, we want to help you be among those exceptional brands. So here's a guide on all things customer support and social media. Let it all soak in and feel free to check out buffer.com/podcast for all the notes in case you want to return to any of these tips later. Here we go.
Okay, step one, get set up with the right tools for social media engagement. There are a ton of great social media support tools out there, whether it's an all-in-one solution or a product tailor-made for social media.
For us at Buffer, we use a combination of Help Scout to manage our email support, and we use Buffer Reply to manage all of our conversations on social media. Reply incorporates all messages from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and we are able to work together in a single team inbox to help our customers. In fact, the whole Buffer company spent one day last week answering questions in our inboxes. I'd never seen so many faces in the inbox at one time.
That was such a great feeling, especially on a worldwide remote team like Buffer. Beyond Help Scout and Reply, we've also come across a handful of other tools that are useful for social media support, in case you want to shop around. For multi-channel support, this would be things like email, phone, live chat, social media, and knowledge bases. There are tools like Zendesk, Freshdesk, Desk, and Groove.
And for social customer care, we've mentioned Buffer Reply, and there's also social tools within products like Spark Central and Sprout Social.
For live chat, we've heard great things about Intercom, Zopim, and Drift.
Oh, and while we're on the topic of tools, I'd love to add a couple of my favorite productivity hacks. I spend my days answering tweets and messages from the Buffer audience. I may have even been in touch with some of you who are listening even. So these tools make a big difference for me. First, you can use Text Expander to create shortcuts for messages that you type over and over. It's a massive time saver. Second, Cloud App is amazing for quickly making screenshots, GIFs, and screencasts that you can share with customers. And what I love about Cloud App is as soon as you've made the screenshot, it's uploaded and a link is generated and copied to your clipboard. It's so quick and easy. Third, statuspage.io lets you easily share your app status with your customers whenever there's downtime. That's so important.
Great list of tools, Dave. I thought we would jump from tools to text for these next tips. What I love about these next ones is how they build on one another. It reminds me a bit of the saying, get 1% better every day. Okay, let's start first with conveying empathy in your replies.
Well, that's a great place to start. You know, in person, we naturally display empathy and active listening through gestures, facial expressions, and through our general energy. So how do we convey this online without that face-to-face interaction? Well, the very best way we've found is to demonstrate active listening. In person, we communicate active listening with body language, such as leaning closer, nodding our heads, having an open posture, or making steady eye contact. Just like what you're doing with me right now, Heather May. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. That's a great point to make. When you can't use body language on social media, we have to use words instead. Fortunately, the same phrases that show empathy face-to-face can also be used to show support when you're typing on social media. A few of our favorite phrases at Buffer are, wow, that must be so fill in the blank. I understand how you feel, dot, dot, dot. It sounds like I've felt that way too. I can sense that you're feeling, let me see if I'm understanding correctly. And what I hear you saying is,
What I hear you saying is that the specific words you use on social media matter a lot. See what I did there?
Yes, exactly. Beyond the words, there are also a few things you can add to really take communication to the next level. A few of our favorites are, lean forward while typing. Be honest, use simple phrases like, I hear you and I'm sorry. Always use people's first names. Add a personal touch by including your first name as a sign-off. Reread your message out loud before you hit send. This is one that is so important to me and is a great way to catch any little mistakes or corrections that you might need to make. And don't forget to say thank you whenever you can.
Absolutely. I think it's so important to practice gratitude. Even when somebody's telling you something's broken or not working well, they've taken the time to let you know, and that's the least you can do. And while we're on the topic of the words you use and the way you communicate, let's mention a couple of words that we avoid saying to customers. One of the big ones is actually. And you might be wondering, well, what's the problem with actually? It's a subtle one, but what we found is that it almost doesn't matter how good the news is. If it comes after actually, it feels like we were somehow wrong about something.
You're right. Consider these two sentences. Actually, you can do that under settings versus sure thing. You can do that under settings. Do those feel any different to you?
They do to me, and we don't ever want customers to feel stupid or wrong or corrected. The word actually can imply some of these feelings. Our team's writing and speaking get so much brighter when we lose the actuallys.
It's the same with the word but. Again, consider these two sentences. I really appreciate you writing in. But, unfortunately, we don't have this feature available versus, I really appreciate you writing in. Unfortunately, we don't have this feature available. The word but renders whatever you said right before it to be completely obsolete. What we try to do instead is to substitute the word but for an exclamation point or semicolon.
We do want to be a team with no buts. You know what I mean? Okay, this might be a good place to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute with more social media customer support tips.
Hi there, I'm Mike Eckstein, a product marketer here at Buffer, and I wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about something brand new. We've just launched ShopGrid, a shoppable landing page that's powered by your Instagram feed. You can use ShopGrid as a link in your Instagram bio and direct people back to your store or your website from every photo and video you share. We want to make it easy for people to shop your Instagram content. Hopefully, ShopGrid does the job. If you want to take a closer look, we'd love to have you visit buffer.com/shop-grid for all the details on how to get started. Thanks. Now back to Dave and Heather May.
Welcome back. So we talked a bit about tools earlier, and I wanted to bring up another tool that can help with response times in social media. Can you guess what it is? It's Slack.
We found Slack to be most useful as a customer support tool when your social media response volume is low or if you filter the types of messages you send into Slack. We wouldn't want to overwhelm you. With tools like Buffer Reply or Help Scout or Groove or Intercom, you can integrate them right into Slack so you're alerted whenever a new conversation happens.
And if your team spends a lot of time in Slack anyway, these notifications can let you know when something timely needs to be addressed on social media or in the inbox. When first building a support team, start by funneling notifications right into the general channel, where most of the day-to-day chatter happens. This is a great starting place because it makes sure you see each message from your customers. And it allows you to jump onto urgent issues at the same speed you can reply to a message from a teammate.
Yes, and as the volume of notifications increases, it's important to set up a dedicated channel for these notifications. Otherwise, you'll find yourself swimming in Slack notifications. You can set up a notification channel on Slack to funnel them all through. Just remember to keep an eye on it throughout the day.
Great point. And also, if you're trying to reduce notifications, you can set up a Do Not Disturb schedule where Slack won't notify you between specific hours. This is great for when you might want to mute notifications after business hours.
Okay, to close things out, we wanted to finish with some tiny tips about a big topic, customer support metrics.
Oh, one of the best ways to provide an exceptional support experience is to understand what's working in your current process and where you might have room to improve. Of course, this raises the question, how do you measure the performance of your support on social media?
Well, we have a few ideas of some key metrics to try. First, look at your contact volume by channel. What you're trying to find out here is how many customer requests, issues, and problems you are replying to on each channel in a given reporting period.
This total volume by channel can tell you a couple of things, like how big the workload is and how many people you need on the team to make sure you're keeping customers happy. You can also see how things change over time, which will help you discover trends in the popularity of certain support channels, as well as the time of day that you get the most social media conversations.
After volume, another good one to look at is resolution rate. This one is pretty straightforward to calculate. Out of all the support requests you receive, how many did your team resolve? Knowing this number will help you see how effective your support is, not just how fast.
Yes, and speaking of speed, it does help to know how fast you're responding on social media. There are a couple different ways to look at this. You can look at the time to first reply. This measures how long, on average, does it take the team to reply to a support request. And another way to look at speed is to look at the time to resolution. What you're looking for here is the answer to how long it takes to resolve an issue for a customer, starting from the moment they first reach out to the final conclusive answer.
So to recap, we've touched on a lot of tips in today's episode. We've covered the best tools for social media engagement and support, the best phrases to use and a couple of words to avoid, and which metrics to look at to make sure you're delivering the very best support.
If you want to revisit any of these tips, you can catch up on them all by going to the show notes at buffer.com/podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have the privilege of celebrating podcast episode number 150 with you next week. Tune in for a very fun episode and a special guest host. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone. Cheers.